Pod Culture, episode 507, Standum Fest, part A. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Adam.
I'm Billy.
I'm Bobby.
Yeah, we got our Vogue boss here, so
we be nice. Be nice, everybody.
Vogue boss. Vogue boss
I,
in the house.
I can fire you all.
Glenn, stop playing Galaga.
Wouldn't be the first time we've been kicked off a network.
Ooh.
Wah-wah.
I can help. So what has everyone been up to? We'll start off with our guests. Mr. Billy, I know you had the farthest to drive to come.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I caught up on podcasts, and I listened to an audiobook from Audible.
Audibletrial.com/podculture.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And I've been working a lot and buying way too much stuff on Amazon.
Aren't we all?
Ain't Prime a bitch?
Yeah, especially that entire Prime Day thing.
Oh,
Or it's like the Steam sale on Prime.
Yeah.
Three gigantic boxes.
Wow.
You sound like Glenn.
Yeah, I sort of behaved myself this year, but not quite.
I behaved myself this year.
You have a mortgage and a car payment now.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm
trying to get a mortgage, and so I had to be good.
You got a nice little condo. It's a cozy.
I know,
it's cozy.
But it's cozy, but we're fixing it up, and we need to buy a house.
Oh, well, yeah. Bailey needs her space.
Bailey needs a yard.
Bailey is just friggin' awesome.
She is. Yeah. The best dog.
Yeah.
Ever.
She's cute. You wouldn't think she's as old as she is, the dog. Now, Mr. Bobby.
Hi.
The guy that runs the show, man.
No, you run this show.
Yeah,
I'm just a guest here on your show.
Oh, somebody runs the show? Oh, wait a minute.
We got a showrunner?
So, yeah, she just left. She just walked. Yeah,
she says meow a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keeps you all in line.
The guy that runs the Vogue Network here.
Half runs the Vogue Network.
Well, all right.
Co-runner.
Yes. Co-founder, co-runner of the Voice of Geeks Network.
Nice.
Hi.
And host of
the Bobby Blackwolf Show. I named it after myself, which is the stupidest thing I ever could have done. But at least Jay Leno cannot take my job.
I'd say nobody else can take it.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think you got it pretty good, right there.
I think I do. So, yeah,
job security.
It is.
So between you and OLR, I have spent more damn money.
I can tell. I'm visiting the Pod Culture studio for the first time, and I'm shocked. I don't see any Green Lantern stuff anywhere.
It's a work in progress.
It's kind of pathetic.
It needs a little bit of Green Lantern
He's
in here, I think.
Touting his Green Lantern love, and there's just no Green Lantern, Green Lantern.
There's
Green
nothing.
Lantern, Green Lantern.
There's no Green Lantern anywhere.
Green Lantern, Green Lantern.
And he's got actually part of it taken down now because of the refurbishing.
My therapist said I should move. I can't afford to move out, so I'm just swapping rooms. We're going to have a studio 2.5 at some point.
Green Lantern.
You're still going on about the Green Lantern.
There's a Green Arrow. Just for a little variety.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it still goes. It still fits in the color theme.
Green Hornet. Wait.
No, I got a Green Hornet poster somewhere. Christina's aunt got me so happy she found me a Green Lantern active poster. It was the movie poster for Green Hornet.
Yeah, close enough.
So you invited us to become a part of the network.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a home, and it's pretty damn good one.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yes.
Yeah, and what people probably don't realize is that when we air Pod Culture, because this is all, like, I mean, this is probably going to air, what, like 4 months from now? Something like six months. Yeah. So this is a Christmas episode. Merry Christmas, everybody. But when this does air, we actually, like, Brad will sometimes go into the chat room, and I know Billy comes into the chat room as well, and the idea is, like, Brad will sometimes give, like, director's commentary on the episode and stuff. And if you remember, it's like 8 months ago when it was recorded, what happened.
In a year. Here.
Yeah.
We have heard some stuff late, much later than it should be. Yeah. Like dinner at Studio V.
Yeah. So, no, it's a lot of fun. We've got a whole bunch of different kind of podcasts, but this is, Pod Culture is kind of one of the more generic ones that touches everything, so it's kind of one of the ones that we try to tout. I do the video game stuff. So, you know, I came from the video game podcasting world, as did Rob Roberts from Orange Lounge Radio, who co-runs the network with me. And so, but it's nice to have some people who have expertise in other areas, and so we can learn from people that spend more time watching television and movies than I do.
And we are solely responsible for the price of Robo Vampire being $15 on Amazon.
Yep.
It totally used to be a quarter.
Yep.
Like, that's what I got, it's like $15. For the ones that were a quarter.
Someone on Amazon's looking at it like,
What the? Zipping another 20 bucks. Tony of the Louisville. What the hell?
Jack this up. Come on.
It's been a while since all of us have been in the studio at the same time, which is awesome. But, Glenn, what have you been up to, man?
Good question. Obviously, working a lot. Spending more money than I should.
Of course. Bad movies.
Bad movies. I tried to behave myself on Prime Day, but I did end up buying like a whole bunch of TV series that I had in my wish list. I was like, oh, there's some special deals going on. Okay. Yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't know. Just a crap ton of stuff. Yeah.
Glenn, you got another box of crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of it was like, oh, I didn't have the last season of all these different shows I'd been collecting, and I knew I was in no hurry. I didn't need to buy it the day it came out because I'd already seen it, so I'm like, I'll wait till I get a good deal on it. Well, I got a bunch of good deals, and, you know, they had some special thing. You know, if you spend X number of dollars and use the Amazon credit card, you get another credit and this and that and the other. So I was like, oh, pile that on top of that and this on top of that, and I'm saving so much money, I'm going broke. Yeah.
Spend money to save money. Yay!
I totally got to miss Prime Day because I was traveling across the country, my flight from the West Coast to the East Coast on Prime Day.
Oh.
So, like, I had no time to even look at Amazon.
Right. You're better off.
So I saved so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're definitely better off. But in the meantime, I guess the big news for me is my second audiobook was just released.
Awesome.
It just came out this week. So, very happy.
Brink doing that one, too.
Yeah, Brink did it. It's the second collaboration we've done. It's
good voice for that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And she's been just great to work with. So that's...
you've known her forever.
Yeah. It's Darkness Unbound, Terror of Night. It's on Amazon and Audible and iTunes. It'll definitely be on iTunes by the time people hear this, but I know it was a little bit delayed from the other releases, but... It usually is.
It's Apple.
Yeah.
Who cares about Apple?
And I am on the finishing last touch-up edits on the third book in the series.
Nice.
Which is Shadow of Death. And
then you got to start working on the compilation?
Yeah, I need to do that. But I need to do the formatting for the print edition. I've got a lot of shows coming up this fall, so I need to make sure. I'm cheap. I don't want to pay, like, rush shipping and lose all my money to the shipping company, so I'm trying to hurry and get the book edited and formatted and get my print copies well in advance of all the shows this fall so that I can have those available.
Are we doing a Wizard World this year? Do we have one on?
I don't think we're having Wizard World this year. I'm doing... Scarefest in Lexington, and I'm doing Days of the Dead here in Louisville. Days of the Dead is normally in California. They're actually having it in Louisville for the first time.
And, that's a hell of a switch.
Yeah, well, they're still having it in California, but they're expanding. Yeah.
Okay.
But Elvira's going to be there, and it's going to be one of her last times in costume.
Oh, wow.
So, I was reading about...
Yeah.
Maybe she's retiring?
No, she'll still do shows, but she's just not going to appear in costume anymore.
Well, she's kind of getting up there a little bit.
65.
She's 65?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, she looked good for 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
So, yeah, looking forward to all those shows. What's that?
Sorry. Mistress of the Dark was 31 years ago.
That's
31
scary.
Years ago?
Yeah, 1985.
Wow.
Wow.
I love that movie. Absolutely love that movie.
Great pinball, babe.
The sequel's not the greatest. The Elvira's Haunted Hills. Eh, you could pass that one, but you need to see Mistress of the Dark.
Do you have it on
Laserdisc? I do not. I just have the DVD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I probably have the first one on VHS as well.
God, VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, that's right. We should all be in mourning. The final VCRs are rolling off the assembly line this month. So.
Actually, we really should be in mourning right now. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Moment of silence for actor Jerry Doyle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was shocking.
That was... I know you like him. He was your into the political scale.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to his show on occasion.
But
I always hoped. I've met so many people from Babylon 5, but he's one I have not met. And I kept thinking, well, one of these days I'll run into him at a show, but I guess not. Yeah. And
I got to meet him a long time. Like, I stood in an autograph line for this long, long time ago.
In the galaxy far away?
Yes. Galaxy Far Away from Here in Atlanta, but not at Dragon Con.
Really?
So this was at E3 1997.
Wow.
At E3, because it was in Atlanta in 1997 and 1998, video game convention for people, or video game trade show for people that don't know. And Sierra, before they had a Babylon 5 game. And they were working on it, and TNT was airing Babylon 5 at the time.
Yeah, that's right. They picked up the first four seasons, and
then
were
and then they aired the fifth season. And so they were promoting at the CNN Center, because it was the E3 was at the World Commerce Center. They were promoting the Babylon 5 video game that never came out. Huh. And Jerry Doyle, Claudia Christian, and Mira Furlan. Mm-hmm. were there, and I do have an autograph of theirs, and so I got to meet them then, and it like the show was just off the air and stuff like that, and I think Peter Jurassic was there too, and I actually met Peter Jurassic later at a Dragon Con and actually had like a nice 30-minute conversation back when
he's pretty nice
when the celebrity petting zoo wasn't as strictly moderated as it is now, because I walked up to him because after a panel I walked up to him and thanked him and stuff. Thanked him for like doing panels still and stuff. And he was a professor at that point at UNC.
Thank you for Tron.
Yes, I did actually. And we talked about just doing panels at conventions for 30 minutes. And he kept me around. I'm like, this is cool. But yeah, so I got to meet Jerry at that E3, and he was nice at the time. And like I said, the show had either just ended or was about to end or something. So it was still there was still Babylon 5 hype for that. And then the game got canceled. Mm.
Was it a space combat sim?
I think so. And it was by Sierra. That part I know, but then...
I like their soda.
Yeah.
Didn't they do Mist? I've been hanging around Glenn too long.
Sorry. Yeah.
Crickets.
Crickets.
No, that's too much sound effect work. That's editing. I don't edit much. Adam, you been up to anything, bud?
Got a new nephew now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law had her second kid. Well, my brother and sister-in-law had, she did most of the work.
Yeah.
So you have two little boys now, Joshua and our newest, Austin.
She better enjoy them while they're small.
Yeah.
Because with your genes, your family's genes in there, those kids are going to be 8 feet tall.
My brother is 6'10", she is 4'11". So there's a bit of a height, contrast there.
A little bit.
In the family.
It's like seeing
Joshua's already pretty tall for a 5-year-old.
He's 5?
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
Is he taller than you already?
He's 4. He's almost 5.
Okay, so. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, all the stuff that has happened in the 10 years we've been doing this damn show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, been working. Obviously.
I love those time lapses, man, that you do from the...
Oh, from my office building?
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted one the other day, just of Ohio River traffic and weather and stuff like that. You can see everything. One of my pictures that I took in the morning, I got there early in the morning when the sun was just coming up, was featured on Wave 3 News' weather forecast.
Nice.
Because I'm friends with one of the one of the weather people there, and she wanted to use it for the morning weather cast and used it as a background. So,
nice.
Okay, cool.
Cool, cool.
This past weekend, I got my advanced scuba certification. So working toward my possibly master diver, maybe? At least I want to get my rec certification and my nitrox certification.
So that's so you can, the nitrox so you can go deeper, right?
So I can go deeper and not be as affected by it.
Okay.
So it gives you more of a the ratio of oxygen to nitrogen favors more oxygen. So you're not as winded and your surface interval time between dives isn't as long. So that, of course, requires you to have special training and that kind of stuff. But it was fun. I got to dive on the wreck of a sunken 727, which was awesome. Went inside a train car at about 55, 60 feet. And, of course, that water was 48 fucking degrees.
Yes, Bobby, you can swear on this show. It's fine.
What? My virgin ears.
Yeah. I've never been so cold. It was... We were descending, and I started getting cold, and I was like, okay, surely we're almost there. No, we were only at 35 feet. I was like, oh, shit. It's going to get colder. It got down to 48 degrees. The water to the surface was about 80. But we got down there and saw a sunken, two sunken Cessnas, a sunken one-man submersible, a sunken semi-truck, a sunken fire truck, a sunken school bus, and my sister and I, we were diving together. And at this place, it's called Mermet Springs. They have a bunch of, obviously, these things are deliberately sunken there.
Okay, I was about to ask, I'm like, who drove all these things into it?
Right. It's just a very...
It was a hell of a wreck. You should have seen it.
It's a very unfortunate spring.
Glenn is a good fly on the
film. A lot of tragic stories.
This is where all the Bermuda Triangle stuff wound up, too.
Don't get started on that shit.
Ends up right there. But they had, next to the bus, they had... a big porcelain bathtub, and they had two bowling balls in it. And so me and her got down there, and I'm like, what, the bowling balls in here? And so she picked one up and threw it at me. It was just like a beach ball. Underwater like that, a bowling ball is just, oh, you totally just throw it around like it's nothing. So that was pretty cool.
You should act like you were bowling.
Yeah.
And take pictures or something.
So let me ask you this. What is your dream dive?
My dream
Where would
dive.
You go?
My dream dive is the Oriskany aircraft carrier in the Gulf. I would love to see that. But my attainable dream dive that's coming up hopefully next year is... U-321 off the coast of North Carolina. It's a sunken German U-boat. Actually, well, it was torpedoed by the Americans. But not a lot of people know that some of the German U-boats got pretty damn close to the American coastline. Mm-hmm. And this was, I believe,
people invading.
I believe the wreck was discovered about 2 or 3 years ago. And so we have a trip hopefully scheduled for summer of next year. So this is why I'm going for my wreck and my nitrox.
You getting Crystal into the diving thing?
I did, actually. She tried the Discover Scuba program, the dive shop, just yesterday, actually. And for $40, you can go to this shop that I frequent.
I'll pass.
Whatever.
Long story, listeners.
Yeah. You can, they'll give you kind of a crash course, take you into the pool, outfit you with everything that you need, you know, they'll bunch all your equipment and stuff like that, and kind of take you around, experience what actually scuba diving feels like, breathing underwater, that kind of thing. So she liked it. She's not sure if she wants to pay all that money to do all that, because she's like, well, you could just take pictures and video and stuff and just show it to me if you want.
It is a heck of an investment.
It is. It's an expensive hobby. Really, really is. But it's so much fun and it's so cool. And ever since I saw like the first episode of SeaQuest, I've always been wanting to do this. So
SeaQuest, Deep Space Nine,
DMZ. No. So I really think, though, thinking back on it now, I really think that show is what got me into like the ocean and like wrecks and ocean life and that kind of stuff. And just to do this is just,
and talking dolphins
Dolphins. Yes.
That show was so bad.
Hey, no, first season was good. It went off the rails after the second, like after the first season. Second season just kind of started going downhill. It was kind of terrible. And then freaking Mark Hamill shows up for no reason.
He needed the money. He was young and he needed the money.
I guess he did.
Hey man, have some respect. That is the trickster you're talking about right there.
Stupid though. Stupid.
I still have some toys from that show in the package. Really? Yeah, they made action figures. Yeah.
Wow. I bought the models. I bought them and did the model of the SeaQuest itself, which I think I still have around somewhere. And then I did Darwin as well with his scuba gear.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stinger. Cool. Too. So I think that was all three models.
Mm-hmm.
That they did. I didn't do the launch. I didn't do that one.
I liked Stacy Hyduck. Remember her? She was the redhead. I liked her from... Yes. She was on Superboy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she played Lana Lang on Superboy.
She was hot.
Yeah, she was hot.
No, that's funny. She didn't look a thing like Kristen Kirk.
No.
No, there was one episode of SeaQuest that really touched me at the time, because I lived it at the time. There was that episode, and I'm pretty sure it was in the first season, because I don't think I watched it after the second season, where Lucas gets hired by the hackers, I guess, and he goes in and he meets all the people he knew online at the time, and it's like putting the faces to the names. I was very active in the bulletin board system scene, the BBS scene, back in the 90s, and I was literally that same year meeting these people for the first time, because we were all local, because we didn't pay long distance, and Atlanta actually has the largest area code in the U.S.
Oh.
So, it was basically an experiment. 404 was the largest geographical area code in the entire U.S.
I thought you couldn't dial that area code.
Hmm?
Thought you couldn't find that area
code. No, that's later. The web wasn't around yet. At this point.
Area code not found.
All right.
Web wasn't around at that point. So... so I lived through that.
For the
So but I was meeting these people, and that was exactly the experience that they put in that episode of Lucas meeting all these people he met online and seeing their faces for the first time and hanging out is exactly what it was like. And I was like, I couldn't explain it to anybody because it didn't make any sense. Nowadays, we're on the internet, and then we get to, you know, their internet's around, and people finally meet people for the first time.
Yeah, it's called DragonCon.
Yeah, more people have that. But we didn't have that experience because not as many people were online, because the internet wasn't accessible as much to consumers at that time. The internet was absolutely around, but it was not a consumer place yet. It was still research and development. Stuff
kind of underground for a lot,
but that's where SeaQuest touched my life, because I'm like, that is exactly what it's like, and I could point it to it and tell people what I was doing and what it was like to meet these people.
That's awesome. Yay, SeaQuest. I love it.
The only show on the network that you can just randomly go to SeaQuest. We need to do like a retro show, something, if you know,
like a
one show, one season wonders or something like that.
Like review or something like that. Or.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. Or guilty pleasure shows.
Yeah.
I know you got a few of those.
Guilty Pleasures, the TV edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
That's about it, really. Those are the major things that I've got.
Diving.
So, diving.
Diving.
Being cold. Seeing a 727 underwater. That's unreal, though. man, it's like, this isn't supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be flying next to this thing. We're at 55 feet of water, and I'm next to a plane.
Miracle under the Hudson.
It's crazy. It's awesome, though.
All righty. And on that note...
What have you been doing?
Huh, what have I been doing? Oh, shit. I forgot. On that note, we will get to what I've been doing. This is not an uncommon occurrence.
Yeah.
No.
Brad forgets about himself.
Yeah. Well, no, or just, you know, when we go around to the final thoughts or somebody gets skipped or, you know, something. Actually, what I've been doing, I'll be open about it. I've started therapy, you know, dealing with some of the anxiety and depression over Christina's leaving and that kind of thing. And, folks, if you even think that you need help, go get it. I really do. Yeah, there's no shame in it. Go do it.
Yep.
But my therapist suggested moving, which is a good idea, you know, because even though I got this apartment by myself, it wasn't long after that that Christina moved in. And I'm like, I can't afford to move because I'm like $200 below market because they don't raise my rent that often here.
Don't say that too loud.
I don't think Bronner listens to the show, so I think we're probably safe on that front. It took them 4 years to realize I had a cat. and when they noticed it wasn't Clara, it was Rose. but what I've been doing is it's a 2-bedroom apartment, so what I've been getting ready to do is swap rooms. So I'm going to make my own bedroom space out of what is now the studio, and the bedroom will become the new studio. It's a little bit bigger, and it's laid out probably a little better, and totally new space. You know, no past connections to that or anything. So I've been doing that, testing out paint colors, things like that, and it's trust me, it's gonna be green. And there's a spot on the wall.
Yes.
I was just saying, it's very green.
Very green. It is every green.
Yeah, it's all the green. And I've been kind of sort of building a TARDIS.
Yep.
It
looks good.
It's getting there. And I've been trying to do this on the cheap as much as possible. So I think I only had like 50 or 60 bucks invested in this thing so far. I have a huge CRT. It's like a 32-inch CRT TV, and this thing is like 400 pounds.
It's one of the Trinitron types, so you don't want to pick it up at all.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
No.
It's probably 150, 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I bet you it's every bit of 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Because it's also flat.
Yeah, yeah. I have one too. Yeah,
it is
the reason I hire movers when I do have to move. Is that TV is the only reason?
Yeah, but, well, it's the only TV you can still use light gun on.
Yep,
that's why I'm keeping it.
Ah. Yep,
because I have an entertainment center piece that's very kind of rectangly box shaped, and I'm like, I'm not moving this fucking TV because it is heavy. I'm not moving it over in the bedroom. So I'm like, you know, I will probably have to help and get the TV out so I can do some reinforcing when I put the corner braces and stuff on. But
not it.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a drive.
All right, I'll maybe help.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Maybe.
Yeah, Glenn was here when I got it, and we had to take it out of the box to get it in the door. But what I'm doing is, you know, I've built it. I've kit-bashed the light together. It's around here somewhere. Oh, it's up on the shelf. Kit-bashed a top light for it, and etched the glass, and getting a little crafty, painting it up blue, and got the police call box, or the pull-to-open sign for one of the cabinet doors, and I think decal Mike's going to help me out with a couple of things, and I've had some other offers with some decal-type help, so it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm still debating whether I want to actually do a TARDIS or a TARDIS Interruptus TARDIS.
Like the pod culture?
The pod culture TARDIS.
Yeah.
That might be kind of cool.
Still have the model around somewhere.
Yeah. I'm thinking, it might be kind of cool. Another round, like, you know, then I have to do a custom sign and everything. And but yeah, I've been having fun with that, getting little paint samples and doing bits of painting here and there. I'm going to have to get some tools at some point because I'm going to have to cut some wood to do proper issue. I already know it's not going to look exactly TARDIS-like, so I've already gotten past that part. So it's just going to be TARDIS resembling, but it'd be kind of cool because I'm planning on hooking up all the retro game systems to it, and, you know, what better thing to hook it up to than a time machine?
So
going to have some fun with that. So that is all that I have been up to, which has kind of kept me a little bit out of trouble-ish until tonight. We'll get into later. And now we will be back with more of the show right after something. I have no exit. Give me an exit here.
Right after we do things.
Think of something to say. Yeah. All right.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance medium, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis? If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do dark, lonely places simply give you a fright?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Does that Patrick Swayze movie send you into a panic?
Have you ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
Then call the professionals, the guys with the most powerful particle nuclear accelerators. They might be unlicensed, the EPA's a straight hater.
No dog too big, no feet too big.
They're always on the case if there's a terror dog in the fridge at your place, or it's cooking on your counter, a sin against science.
You don't see that behavior in a major appliance.
The spooks show defiance, slime flowing and seeping.
Somebody blows their nose and you want to keep it?
All the haunts all at once in the night they go bumping.
So listen, you smell something?
Grab your stick, hold it,
heat them up, smoke it.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
Make them hard, ready,
cross the string steady.
And you know,
the buster makes me feel good.
Two in the box, ready to go.
We be fast and they be slow.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass, cause you know,
Boston makes me feel good.
They hate this. I like to torture them.
They have just the right advice to get you out of any mess. Like if someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Or when you blurt out in public that you were once possessed.
Very good. Short but pointless.
They will tackle any vaporous, free-floating apparition,
send it into submission, and they get paid in commission.
From Samhain to the Sandman, the Boogeyman and Slimer, from Vigo and Zool, and Ghost of the Traveler,
and Vince Clortha the Keymaster,
they will topple any scum.
You want your butt saved?
Yes, have some.
And when they need to find just when the spirit first died,
they go back and reference the Tobin Spirit Guide.
They'll get your slime in the mood to rename things with flair.
I'm square fine. Square.
Every part of their job fits my life, so it seems.
Even at the public bathroom, I never
cross the stream.
Grab your stick, hold it,
heat them up, smoke it.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
Make them hot,
ready,
cross the stream, steady.
And you know,
that busting makes me feel good.
Two in the box,
ready to go.
We be fast and they be slow.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass, cause you know,
busting makes me feel good.
That is a deadly high five.
Now a new crew is throwing on the proton pack, suiting up and heading out for an ectoplasmic attack.
A new team's on the case to save the universe.
Four women saving the city in a tricked out hearse.
New film, new generation full of comedy queens.
Cause the franchise rights alone will make us rich beyond our dreams.
Just like that time in 91 that was so very spooky.
And Gozer came back and they had to recruit the rookie.
When things got animated with Slimer and the boys,
or even a bit extreme, there were so many toys.
And so many ways to enjoy their escapades.
Of them saving the day in each and every way.
From comics to games, TV and movies,
Ghostbusters cheer me up whenever I'm gloomy.
And while a reboot may not be exactly what we wanted,
the original's still there.
Be gone but not forgotten.
Grab your stick, hold it,
heat 'em up, smoke it.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
Make 'em hot,
ready,
cross the street steady.
And you know,
the Boston makes me feel good.
Two in the box,
ready to go.
We be fast and they be slow.
We came, we saw, we kicked it.
You know,
Boston makes me feel good.
Grab a stick, hold it, heat 'em up, smoke it.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
Make 'em hard,
ready.
Cross the street,
steady,
and you know
the Boston makes me feel good.
Two in the box,
ready to go.
We be fast and they be slow.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass, 'cause you know Boston makes me feel good.
What have you got left? I'm sorry. I'm terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
Okie dokie. It is time to raise the blood sugar levels. We're back with a little geek cuisine. And,
yay, maybe.
I actually got something this time.
Uh-oh.
As I was out shopping.
It'll probably be tame. You got it.
Tame-ish, yeah. I was out shopping because I didn't get towels and everything. I had everybody coming over. So I picked up some M&M's. Crispy M&M's. M&M's s'mores.
What?
Okay.
So I'm like, we must try these.
Oh. Yes.
And I have a feeling that this bag may not last a night on this group.
That.
Or maybe me.
Is a possibility. I freaking love s'mores.
Ooh, they're also itty bitty for the crispy M&M's too. Oh, they crack,
please,
smell
sir.
Like graham crackers too.
Please, sir, I want some s'mores.
Oh no! Don't.
I left you a few.
There's that. Whoa! Hello.
They kind of came rolling out. I don't know.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're s'morey looking. Hmm.
Each one of them...
I have no idea.
...tastes like a s'more?
You saw me open the bag. I haven't tried these, I swear.
Yeah, so there's like dark brown chocolate ones, I guess, and then white marshmallow ones, and then...
I think those are dark brown M&M's.
Yeah.
Could be rabbit pellets or something.
It's like with poops with M's on them.
And then what's the third component? Is it... caramel or something? What's
graham cracker?
Graham cracker. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Almost kind of a coffee-ish flavor.
Yeah.
Coffee smell flavor.
I'm like, wait.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's not totally coffee because I can't stand coffee.
I don't like coffee. I am disappointed.
Maybe his bag won't disappear.
What?
What bag? Bear won't disappear.
What bag?
The bag that you have behind your back.
It's not behind my back.
Oh.
So maybe you need to take one of each color at the same time.
Yeah. Just toss them all in your mouth. That's how you get the s'more flavor.
Is okay.
I'm being too picky with it. All right, here we go. We got three of them.
Yeah, that's probably a little.
Yeah, that's a little bit more like it.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of blend together.
But it's not like it's not like s'moreos.
No.
Those s'moreos are good.
Yeah, they are. And I'll eat these, but I am...
You are disappointed?
I am disappointed. That the kind of the lack of s'more flavor, really, to them. I mean, they're good. I just thought they'd be maybe better. Or maybe just nothing compares to an actual s'more.
Yeah, with slightly burnt marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And with the melty, and you gotta have Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe if it took a lighter to these, you know, before you threw them in your mouth.
Possibly.
I have one of those squeeze lighters over here somewhere.
No, please don't.
Fire, fire, fire.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the outer shell would react to flame.
Probably flame retardant.
Yeah. Well, but, I don't know.
It wouldn't be melting in your hand.
No.
Oh my god!
Melt in your fire, not in your hand.
Yeah,
there you go.
I like crispy stuff generally, and these are okay. But yeah, I do kind of feel maybe...
I expected some more out of them.
Yeah. Maybe they tweaked their artificial coffee flavor or something. I don't know. Like, it, yeah, we were trying to make coffee. We ended up making s'mores by mistake. Or
it's kind of hard to describe, but it kind of tastes like coffee smells.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's, I mean, it maybe it would have been better as, like, a variety pack, have the graham cracker be the crunchy, have the chocolate be the regular, and have, like, a birthday cake-type softer center for
marshmallow.
The marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a lot more inspired than what they ended up doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of, meh.
Yeah.
I haven't been brave enough to get to chili nut ones. They have, like, chili peanut M&Ms.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been brave enough to try that crap.
I'd be all right with that. I had a, when Crystal and I were on our honeymoon in Anna Maria Island, we had, or I had a donut with, like, super crunchy peanut butter on top,
mm-hmm.
covered in sriracha. So good.
Ooh.
So good. I was like, what the hell? Also... Like, I was like, who the hell would do this? When, why? Why would you do that? And then I took a bite and I was like, oh.
That's why.
That's why. It was oddly, like, super good. So.
Do you ever go to Tom and Chi?
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, we have one near my house.
Freaking okay. Love Tom and Chi.
I still have not tried the donuts. Tom and Chi yet.
Yes.
The donut sandwiches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. So good. They used to have a mint julep donut, and I don't think they have that around anymore, and it was super good.
Really? Because mint juleps good. Are nasty.
I know. I realize that. Trust me. I know. But no, this was just good.
They are good. They are the nastiest fucking drink,
yeah.
Man.
No, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Them and mojitos.
That's probably why they don't have mint juleps other places. Not yeah. that we have a copyright why, or something. Just nobody else wants it.
That's why tourists, only tourists will drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love my bourbon straight. I don't need any other crap in my bourbon.
I like a little cinnamon in my whiskey, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Actually, I like a lot of cinnamon.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, you know it.
Yum, yum.
Rose over trying to eat every freaking
cable. Yes.
Just clawing at the
any paper. Other night, she would just flop down and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Too much going on. Too many people.
Yeah.
So this is, it's okay. It's very edible. Yeah, it's disappointing, but yeah. It's not bad by any means. It's not bad.
Yeah, take a moment to Crystal.
I'm like, meh.
So, yeah.
He gets another handful.
Yeah.
He's like,
man.
That's his third handful, by the way.
These are terrible.
You don't want any.
I know we have a couple of listeners that are just now going fingernails on the blackboard with the chewing sound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hate them.
Actually, they'd probably be pretty good to, like,
don't say with the scuba ice cream.
I was gonna say to mix with Moose Tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that way the flavors would work, mm-hmm. and you'd also have that extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Billy's onto something. Yes.
I hope they're, you know, we know he's a smart guy. He listens to the show.
Oh yeah, yes.
We'll give him a pass on that.
I'm gonna give him a thumb sideways because they're meh.
Yeah. Same here. I'm indifferent.
Ditto.
I can do without them, but since they're here, I will eat a few. I cannot resist.
Bobby?
Same.
Yeah.
So, if you find them, great. Give them a shot. They're not bad, but don't go out of your way to try them. Like, don't order them off of Amazon or anything.
So the final tally is indifferent.
Yeah. And we will be back with more of the show right after we find a better geek cuisine.
Sitting alone again at the comic shop.
Comic shop. Comic shop.
Reading my titles with joy.
Ooh, with joy.
I've got a secret.
I've got a secret.
Deep inside of me. Something even Superman's X-ray vision couldn't
to see. I'm a bad nerd. I hate Firefly and Buffy. I like Star Trek V, and while we're talking Trek, I find Picard way too stuffy. I'm a bad nerd. Jar Jar Binks really stole the show. And Game of Thrones is boring, I know. I'm a bad nerd. Out on the internet, they call me troll.
Call me troll. Call me troll.
When on Reddit, I dare to say. Thomas Edison was the more practical inventor. And Michael Bay has strong visions. He's no two-bit hack director. I'm a bad nerd. I like Windows V, Vista, and 8. I like it better than Mac. I like it better than Linux. And I think Internet Explorer is great. I'm a bad nerd. I paid full price for WinZip and read the whole damn EULA. I know I'm a bad nerd. I find many things overrated, and here's a tiny taste. Mel Brooks, Monty Python, Will Wheaton, Gary Gygax, Kevin Smith, Barack Obama, Joss Whedon. I'm a bad nerd. Our songs only mock other people's genius. And when we can't do that, all we gotta do is find one more rhyme for penis. I'm a bad nerd. I sing anachronisms at the Ren Faire, and all our jokes are really niche. I'm a bad nerd. I'm a bad nerd. I'm a bad nerd. I'm a bad nerd. I'm a bad nerd.
Kick back on the couch and fire up YouTube. We're back with a little trailer and DVD talk.
Here we go.
Adam wanted to do, and we're not talking about, you know, this is Kentucky, so we got to be specific when we talk about trailers. We're not talking about the houses on wheels that God hates.
Or the, yeah, the tornado magnets.
Yeah, tornado magnets. But yeah, there's been, it's been the season for trailers to come out.
And know, with
for,
San Diego Comic-Con just wrapping up, we got
a shit ton of new trailers
for things.
Including a Walking Dead one that didn't show a damn thing.
Well, it couldn't. So to give away characters that would have survived, that you would have been able to piece together, probably who perished. So
it had a great little clip with Carol, though. I don't know a damn thing going on.
It was funny. It was like so out of place, too. I was like, was weird.
Okay. I like Carol. She's freaking badass.
Yeah. Well, she is, yeah, but it just felt awesome. Out of place. Like, it was just kind of, it just felt weird.
I don't know what the hell is going on. Well, they needed a bit of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
That show could use a little lightening up. It's the only thing that makes DC movies happy and shiny in comparison.
Speaking of DC movies, okay, we got a Wonder Woman trailer. Mm-hmm. We got a Justice League trailer.
Oh, my God, that Wonder Woman trailer was bad.
The Wonder Woman trailer was pretty damn badass.
Where she comes sliding in and the sparks are flying out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's like using the lasso of truth and just whipping dudes with it.
Then they actually have it kind of highlighted with glowing.
Yeah, that's a nice glowy effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Some dude tries, looks like he hits her in the back like the butt of his rifle or something like that, and it splinters. And, like, she's just kicking everyone's ass in slow motion. Looks pretty good. I like the design. I like Chris Pine.
That Captain Kirk travels back in time at the end of Star Trek Beyond. Mm-hmm. Yep. Spoilers here. And so the Edith Keeler, he meets Diana Prince.
I like this is the period, this the
yeah.
Yeah, I do like the fact that it's a period piece. Yeah.
I was like, they need to make it all along. I've been like, they need to make it a period piece. And I was like, are they gonna really give me like World War II? And I'm like, what the heck? It looks like they gave me World War I.
Yeah.
I never expected that.
Why not?
Hey, yeah. Sure, cool.
So I think it looks I was pleasantly surprised with that, guys.
I was very surprised with the one.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
It's finally a DC movie I'm looking forward to seeing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said. I was like, oh, I'm actually looking forward to seeing a DC movie now.
Oh, I was looking forward to seeing Green Lantern. And then I saw it.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah. I could tell by the trailer on that one.
Yeah, I could tell by the trailer too. Yeah. But I'm a little biased in that respect.
Someone was in denial.
Yeah.
I remember this was that was still like the nicest review I had heard of the Green Lantern movie.
I'm like, well, it didn't completely suck.
I think we gave a halfway decent review to The Spirit as well. So if that tells you anything.
Yeah, The Spirit was good. Kilowog was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're talking about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. I can hijack any segment and turn it into Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Green Lantern.
Give me a challenge. Give me a challenge.
Actually, cover your ears for a second, because I don't want him to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your ears. My only experience with Green Lantern is that movie. That's the only Green Lantern I've ever seen. So don't tell Brad, because he might kick me out of the house.
Oh. That's probably a lot of people are in that situation, though.
And it's a damn shame. But it made for one hell of a great Easter egg gag in Deadpool.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That was so great.
But yeah, back to Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it looks good. The style, I
was really surprised how the costume.
The costume, the colors.
It seemed that they've played up the blue a little bit more than in some of the promo pictures and stuff that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. I think they heard some of the criticism.
We can fix that with some color correction.
Yeah, it's like we'll adjust the grading on that just a little bit. Okay, but yeah, it looks good. And I was... Anything else on the Wonder Woman trailer?
No, I'm okay.
I was pleasantly surprised with the Justice League trailer and the amount of humor that they injected
into. Mm-hmm. Now we know what the reshoot had to have been for.
Yeah.
Because Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, those are the only ones here in this current DC continuity, right?
Right.
DC Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
DCU, mm-hmm. what they're referring to it as.
Rose?
Was not impressed with either of those. Especially Batman v Superman. Did not care for that at all.
Have you seen the Ultimate Cut?
No, I haven't. And I've
got it.
Playing around with... I do, too. I've been playing around with the notion of wasting my time on it when I have a lot of doors to paint in my condo.
I would definitely watch the movie rather than paint doors, but that's me.
No, I would too. Trust me.
Okay.
I want to sell the condo too. Right. So,
Glenn?
Yes. Yeah.
Paint doors? Robo Vampire.
Oh, Robo Vampire. It's been a while since I've seen any Chinese hopping vampires.
With bacon on their face.
With bacon on their face.
But what about painting... painting Robo Vampire onto doors.
Oh, wow.
I am moving the studio.
That's a nice compromise. I like it.
There you go. All right.
Hey, Glenn, you're the artiste. Thinking. Do you want to do it like a Robo Vampire?
As long as I can paint Robo Vampire with Saddam Hussein in a headlock.
Is there any other way to paint Robo Vampire?
There is not. And there has to be a helicopter in the background, even though there's not one in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which channel would you put on the helicopter?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
14.
Depends on which way it's flying.
It took me like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed it took me that long.
But Justice League.
Justice League.
Yeah.
I hear you talk to fish.
That looks good. Aquaman looks actually amazing. Aquaman looks like he's about, he's kind of one of those characters that's going to steal the movie.
Yeah,
potentially.
Who would thought Aquaman of all characters could be badass?
It's like they're making him the Wolverine of the movie or something.
They are. That's exactly what they're going for.
It really does. Seem
with Ronan Dex. Mm-hmm. He'd always be Ronan Dex. I don't care that he was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's always going to be Ronan Dex.
Barry Allen.
He's not fun. Conan to you?
I did buy that for that very reason.
Yeah. I'm not super thrilled with the Flash casting. No. Maybe I'll be surprised when the movie comes out, but for now, I'm really lukewarm.
It's like Cisco and Barry had a metahuman baby.
I don't want to see how that could have happened, but go ahead.
I can totally see that now.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I guess they couldn't put Cisco in the movie, so they...
I can totally see that, though.
Yeah.
Totally. But I don't know. It was charming.
It was good.
You know, it was funny. It got a laugh out of me.
Can I keep this?
In DC movies have had a hard time getting reactions out of me, and that got a reaction out of me.
Yeah, I was...
So that did something right. So I'm
hoping we didn't see the best parts of the movie right there.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I'm hopeful, but I'm... Cyborg? Really?
And no Lantern?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freaking even Martian Manhunter or something like that. I mean, Cyborg?
Well, it's because he's in the Justice League in the comics right now. You're looking at essentially the comic lineup minus Green Lantern.
I think the general theory is, hey, we're living in the future and everything's electronic now. So someone like Cyborg would be a very modern character who could interact with things the way other people couldn't. Whereas if you have Martian Manhunter, he's basically Superman, but he's green.
Okay. So he's a shapeshifter.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
He's like Mystique then.
Power level wise, you know, it's like having two Supermans.
He can't OP him quite that soon.
I liked the teaser that I saw in Batman Superman of Cyborg, but I was a fan from back when, you know, the Teen Titans comic, you know, when Marv Wolfman and George Perez did that, and I was a huge fan back then. So it was like, oh wow, there's his origin, you know. Mm-hmm. Although it's kind of cheap, it's like, oh, just turn this Rubik's cube and it'll make him. It's like, oh come on, I mean. What happens the old day? People building robot skeleton bodies and stuff, and trial and error and stuff.
Kind of alien tech or something.
Yeah,
they can disguise and also make himself look completely human now, which
takes away some of the character, I believe, because part of it is the tragedy of he's kind of like the Thing or something, where he can't blend in with normal society because he's always a half robot or two-thirds robot or whatever.
Go that route in the movie too
to save some money on CGI budget.
Yeah, so that's disappointing.
Yeah,
which is why Jennifer Lawrence is not always blue in the X-Men movies.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's hell to get into.
Also, probably in her contract. Yeah, I don't want to sit in the makeup chair so many hours. Whatever.
But I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
We'll see. I need to see another trailer.
It at least has potential.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they may have learned from their past transgressions.
Let's hope so.
I really, really hope so, because Batman v Superman was a...
The cut I've seen, I saw the...
Clusterfuck.
I had... a cam version and watch it, and it was just
it had a few good moments in it,
a few
but those did not add up to anything good. So I was just like,
I mean, there was some stuff like, is she with you? I thought she was with you.
Has everyone here seen it? No? Okay.
Don't.
Alright. I went into it expecting to really hate Luthor. I heard such bad things about it.
He was distractingly bad. Jesse Eisenberg was awful.
But there's one thing that was in it that redeemed him for me a little bit.
The fact he's a redhead?
The fact that he is... That his father is... Lex Luthor.
That was a MacGuffin, I think.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, so, you know, they could really bring in Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor if they wanted to and have him be Eisenberg's father. they could salvage this if they wanted to.
No. I think that was like a lifeline or something like that. If Jesse Eisenberg went the way that he did, they can go back and pull it. Oh, that wasn't really Lex Luthor.
Right.
That was his son. We'll just go ahead and erase that.
If they're going to bring in Lex's dad, it's got to be, what's his name, from Smallville.
Yeah.
Because he's freaking badass.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know. Bryan Cranston could be badass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Of course Bryan Cranston. I can see that. Freaking Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
I still have a hard time sometimes, though. Because of, Malcolm in the Middle.
See, I never saw that. My first exposure to him was Breaking Bad.
Or he was in getting back to Babylon 5, he was in an episode of Babylon 5.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the Rangers. Or maybe he was Legend of the Rangers.
Speaking of Rangers, he's in the new Power Rangers movie.
As Zordon!
Which is hilarious to me.
Like, can I ever have a character with hair again?
Yeah.
Nope.
Freaking Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Did y'all see the trailer?
I haven't been able to see most of these trailers, I'm like saying, okay, I need to look at that one.
Yeah.
You have got to see the Doctor Strange trailer.
Tony Stark has to make a cameo in the movie.
He has to. He doesn't have to. It'd be nice.
Because there needs to be one scene. They have to film this scene.
Are you talking about the superhero or the millionaire goatee bros or whatever?
No. Where Doctor Strange and Steve and Tony turn to look at each other and go, "No shit, Sherlock."
That's strike three. You're canceled.
Yeah,
you had been warned.
Oh,
yeah. Wow,
Bobby, you need the highest of fives right now. Highest of fives.
But you're right. Both actors have played Sherlock Holmes recently. Yeah, so that's good. It was good. I'll let you slide on that one.
Anyway,
getting back to that. Doctor Strange,
I was really looking forward to the Doctor Strange movie to begin with. I just love Doctor Strange anyway, and it had such potential. But the new trailer blew me away. I have no idea that it was going to be as epic in scope as it is. I'm just like, wow.
I'm seeing shit I've never seen before, and I love it. Like the whole fractured reality thing with the city and like the different levels that it's on.
I like where he gets punched out of his astral form.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was in the first trailer. What it?
It may have been, but I still like that part.
Yeah. Well, like, the city, like, stuff's like, the skyscrapers are, like, collapsing in on themselves, or they're off, like, in different areas. It is bonkers.
You're seeing weird shit that...
Like, they're running up the side of buildings and punching the sides of buildings, and it's crazy. Crazy, and I love it.
I like... That they got his, the eye of, I can never say it.
Agamotto.
Yeah.
Looks, right, looks a little different, but it looks pretty close. And then, his skyscraper has the,
right,
the Sanctum Sanctorum.
And his costume.
It looks awesome.
Him and Daredevil, I think. Mm-hmm. Are about the closest ones. I've recently finished season two of Daredevil.
I mean, there's quite a difference from the comic, but... thematically and stylistically,
onto screen, I think it's
perfect. All the changes are for the better rather than some of the other costumes we've seen in the past from other people. Doctor Strange
yellow bandex.
I see the Doctor Strange costume and go, wow, if I were going to cosplay again, if I had any talent at it, I would try.
You do have talent at it. I've seen the Robin costume.
Neither
of us could fit in it again.
But the quality of the detail of the Doctor Strange costume, I'm sure, is way beyond me. Although I'm sure there's amazing tutorials on YouTube these days.
Somebody will have it at Dragon Con, I have no doubt.
Oh, I know doubt. But that's one that makes me think, wow, I'd like to cosplay again. You know? Just to do the Doctor Strange, because I'm going a little more gray in the temples, working on it every day.
You paint. if you were to shave the goatee, you could do Reed Richards.
Yeah, yeah. But the Doctor Strange, Kick-Ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That looks good. You know, mm-hmm. It looks like Marvel's going to keep their streak going.
And the little the reference to Shambhala?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the end. Mm-hmm. that's the Wi-Fi password. We're not savages.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
I don't know about Tilda Swinton.
That reminded me of The Operative right there when he did that. He kind of is like, we're not savages. He closed the door, is like, oh, that was so Operative from Serenity. So him.
Where are you hiding, little girl? I watched part of that not too long ago.
So good. So, yeah.
Yeah, see, what other trailers have we seen?
The Lego, Lego Batman.
Oh my God, Robin.
Oh my gosh, I want to see this movie. It is freaking
his pants are a little constricting.
Hysterical. Oh, fix that! Did you see
it? No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
It's just Batman being mortified the whole day.
So great. And Alfred's like, is trying to get Batman out of the Batcave. He's like, you can't keep doing this. And it's like, I'm going to bed, Alfred. And he's like, it's morning. And he opens up the window. And he's like,
Oh, dude. You gotta see it.
I'll check it out.
Batman trip for Christ.
I know. I've been trying to do final edits on my book. I'm on a deadline. I can't watch every trailer. So many trailers that came out this week. It was like, oh my God, I'm gonna save that for later, save that for later, save that for later.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, I love it so much.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.